Thanks for joining us for this edition of Productivity Pulse, a 5-minute feature brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. In today's program, we'll highlight the work of several high school students that aided in improving the productivity at their institution. Several high school students across Jamaica have been exposed to practical approaches to improve productivity. This was done in an effort to raise their level of understanding of productivity and how it applies to them, productivity at work. Representatives from several schools were trained in continuous improvement methodology of Kaizen through sessions facilitated by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Following the training session, the representatives comprising 2 teachers and 4 students were dubbed productivity champions for their school. They were asked to identify a problem in their institution and use the knowledge gained from the training to implement a low or no cost improvement project that would fix the problem.
We asked them to identify an area in their school, an area that they could improve that will impact the school, and take 10 weeks, implement the project. A very important part of it was measurement, because that's essential to productivity. So we reinforced the fact that they had to show us the impact of the project. They had to do the before pictures and the after pictures. They had to also show us the impact in terms of money as well, and how it would affect the school's bottom line.
Senior communication specialist at the JPC, Tanisha Nelson. 8 schools took up the challenge with guidance from the Jamaica Productivity Center, the JPC. They were Godfrey Stewart High, Immaculate Conception, Seaforth, Porus, Vauxhall, Jose Marti Technical, Mona, and Knox High Schools. At the end of the secondary school's productivity improvement project, 3 schools came out on top, with Immaculate Conception High winning first place. Immaculate Conception High student Shanae Butler tells us about the challenge her school faced and the measures put in place to improve productivity.
Immaculate faced wastage of paper, toilet paper, electricity and water, and we did raise awareness with the students. We put up signs. We made sure to walk around and enhance every part of the school in order to make our school more efficient.
Teacher at Immaculate Conception High, Audrey Ashman, says the continuous improvement measures implemented have been successful.
Over 40% reduction in water, 45% in fact, and 42% in tissue distribution. Our light was a little different, but we attributed that to certain factors. But in time, we will get that to decrease as well.
Our school's productivity improvement project focused on tidying up the distribution and collection of path tickets. It was noisy and disorderly during the lunch hours, and we felt that for us to be efficient and to practice good business habits, we needed to tidy up that area.
Teacher at the Godfrey Stewart High School in Westmoreland, Erica Cook. Godfrey Stewart placed 3rd in the productivity improvement competition. Their project also led to improvements in punctuality rates.
I am very happy of my school because out of 8, we came 3rd, which is real good, knowing that we're coming from so far from Westmoreland.
Student at Godfrey Stewart High, Nikita Wilson. 2nd place went to Jose Marti High School, which had been experiencing a shortage of chairs for grade 9 students. Through the competition, they were able to address this issue.
Then we decided to make 100 chairs, 50 for each of the classrooms. Teachers will benefit from the 50 chairs.
It is way better. We had an opening ceremony on Monday, the 5th of May, and we invited our vice principal, and everybody came, and we cut ribbons, and we went inside, and the students, they are comfortable, let me tell you.
Joelle Campbell, teacher at Jose Marti High. The top 3 participants in the competition received prizes from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. Through the Productivity Improvement Project, they have been empowered to continue finding creative ways of improving productivity in their school and the wider community. Remember, a more productive Jamaica will equal a more prosperous Jamaica. To find out how your business can become more productive, call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 922-1598. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.